The time, fall 1979. Turning from all the political strife in the world, America escaped into the World Series. Good old World Series. Trouble was, TV night games didn't end till 2 o'clock in the morning, and everyone had a different reason why. Well, Channel 11 godfather and general manager Don Roberto Morse had his pulse on the finger of the problem. Finger on the pulse.
You know, it occurred to me the reason the World Series night games last so late is because it takes so long to sing the national anthem. I mean, you think those people expect someone to write a movie about their lives after they sing? That's why today we're going to have the sing the national anthem at next year's World Series contest. Our entrants are standing by and ready. First, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Robert Goulet will sing the national anthem.
There you go. Oh, 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 let's see. Oh, 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 huh?
Say.
Oh, oh, say, say.
Say, can you?
Oh, say, can you?
Next.
Oh, jubop, jubada-bada, shoo, jubop, wop. Oh, say, 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 say.
Next.
And now to sing our national anthem, Marvin Gray.
Whoa, baby, get down. Hey, get down, don't you see?
At that rate, it would have taken him an hour and a half to sing the song.
You better hurry, find somebody, boys. I'm running out of bullets.
Next.
Our next contestant, little 27-year-old Wilson Jeter. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Oh, so can you see, brothers? Hold the brave.
Hey!
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 Hey! Hey! Hey!
Now, I said that's the way the national anthem ought to be sung, so we get on with the game. But perhaps you have a positive viewpoint.
And perhaps you'd like to enter next year's contest.
Vinny got a point. This is Godfather Don Roberto Morse. Have a happy day.
In the fall of 1979, Don Roberto Morse and his TV lab mafia barely missed a Nobel Peace Prize when they came up with The Guide to Discriminatory Language. And Don Roberto's implementation of the semantic police watchdog of improper references. I'll never forget during the World Series.
Willie Stargell at bat, and here we go. There's a hot grounder to the shortstop. And
hold it, hold it.
What?
Shortstop discriminates against short people. The phrase now is mid-stop or simply stop.
Okay.
And it caused quite a problem for disc jockeys, too.
And now, here's Peter, Bob, and Mary, Ladybug, Ladybug, Fly Away Home.
Hold it. You can't say Ladybug. Lady is a judgmental term. From now on, make it Person Bug, Fly Away Home.
Oh, you're right. Peter, Bob, and Mary, and Person Bug, Fly Away Home.
And the semantic police caused quite a problem concerning affairs, also.
Oh, darling, darling, I love you.
No, no, I'm sorry. Darling is no longer approved. The acceptable phrase is the person's name. Try it again.
Oh, person's name, I love you.
That's better, I love you, too.
It's time now for another entrant in the Burbank Gossip Hall of Fame from WHAS. Today's award goes to Mrs. Belle Ringer of Springer, Kentucky. Mrs. Ringer was solely responsible for the tragic whispering campaign in 1974, I'm sure we all remember, that resulted in the breakup of 32 engagements, destroying 19 marriages, ruining the reputations of 45 single women, all named Vi, by the way, and damaging the careers of 29 young businesswomen and men. Mrs. Ringer was eventually shamed out of Kentucky and is now living with her lips stapled together with the stipulation that she must never gossip again or her head will be melted down and sold at auction. On the phone with me now is Miss Ringer. Your lips are stapled together, that's right. Well, Miss Ringer, how do you feel about being chosen as another entrant in the Gossip Hall of Fame? What? You're all excited. Thank you. Good. Well, we would like to send you a handmade gossiping flag showing two giant flapping lips over a field of crossed telephone wires. Thank you, Miss Springer. Goodbye.
Say they're busy executive. Wouldn't you like to be able to make use of time you normally waste? You know, times like when you're caught in a traffic jam or waiting for a judge to set bail for your kids. Wouldn't it be great if you could use those times to take care of your correspondence, dictate speeches, or record notes to yourself? Well, now you can, thanks to Burbank's all-new Pocket Secretary. Yes, Burbank has come up with something brand new. This is not just another one of those dumb little tape recorders. This is a real pocket secretary.
Hi there. Yes, I'm a living, breathing, exceptionally small human being who takes 210 words a minute shorthand. I type 95 words per minute, and I make a pretty mean little cup of coffee, too. Before you leave the office, just pop me into your pocket, and you're ready to work anywhere at any time. Just watch where you sit.
Okay, back into my pocket.
Hey, you! Ooh, when was the last time you changed underwear? Ooh.
Sorry, babe, it comes with the job.
Ring, ring.
Yellow?
Yeah, this is Sparky Tedwig.
Oh, hello,
yes, we thought we'd shake your tree this afternoon discussing your topic. You know, speaking of football again, that's all you want to talk about here lately.
I don't have a topic.
Well, sorry, me, because I got another football game on tonight. Yes, I love football myself, personally. Yeah, you know,
I feel the same way, yes.
But you know what I think, though?
What?
I think, personally, myself, you know, I played football when I was a child.
You did?
Oh, yes, I was a football player. Oh. But you know, our games was much more exciting than the NFL.
Why you say that? They shouldn't be. That's
primarily
professional.
Because our pigskin still had a pig in it.
Had a pig? Come on.
No, that's true stuff. Yes.
No,
it was very exciting.
You played with a pig?
It wasn't very easy, though.
Well, how was that?
I mean, if you ever tried a flea flicker with a pig.
I can imagine.
Terrible. Yes. And we had a lot of fumbles, too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Only in our case, it was called coughing up the pig.
I see. Yes, that's what it would be called, I guess.
That's my brother Eugene.
Right. Okay, well, look.
He sings on the daddy-o or the radio.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Yes, you know. But you know, when you're playing with a pig and not really a pig skin, you know, you have to be very careful recovering the pig too after the fumble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little devil could bite.
Mm.
Oh yeah, you go jump on him. Oh, it hurts you.
Yes, sir. Okay,
but a pig
thank
could
you.
Also slow down your passing game.
Mr.
Metz. I mean, you know, our quarterback, he could throw a perfect spiral with that pig.
Really?
But nobody wanted to catch it.
Why not?
Well, because it usually made the pig sick. You know, he's throwing a pig, he's doing a spiral, you know. When you catch it, you know, the pig...
Okay, thank
all
you.
Over you, you know,
I understand, yes.
Spinning around in the air.
Right, right, okay.
Our ends used to change uniforms 4 or 5 times a game.
Oh, for sure, yeah, I can see.
Oh, yes,
thank
and
you.
The punter. It was rough on them, you know, because sometimes when you try to punt a pig, you know, your foot gets stuck.
Naturally.
I'm not going to tell you that on the railroad,
right.
Though.
Please
yeah.
Don't. Radio.
Yeah, well, Mr. Metz, it's been real nice conversing on your topic.
I'm not Mr. Metz.
The folks in the audience and...
Why, hello, I'm Mrs. Burbank. If you're a parent, you know how you can worry about your child. You know that accidents happen easily. And if you're like most parents, one of your biggest fears is that one day you might accidentally throw your baby out with the bathwater. Well, now your worries are over, thanks to Mrs. Burbank's Baby Savers. Yes, Mrs. Burbank's Baby Savers is a patented rubber suction device that allows you to temporarily, but firmly, attach your baby to the side of the tub, to the soap dish, or to the ceiling. Just pull the plug to the drain, and your baby stays high, dry, and safe, while your dirty bathwater beats a hasty retreat. So why court disaster any longer? Order your Baby Saver today. Send $9.95 to Mrs. Burbank Baby Savers, Battle Bath, Michigan, member FDIC, also member, this is WHANS, Louisville.
Welcome, friends, to ABC 2020
ABC.
TV.
ABC,
the 2020 newscast with Hugh Downs.
Wait a minute, this is ABC. We're a CBS affiliate. How'd ABC get in
Thank
here?
Thank you, Morley.
Hey, wait.
Well, this is Hugh Downs at 2020, where you can believe in television.
You better get somebody in
We're
here.
All professional journalists and
ABC
only report the facts.
What's wrong
this
here?
Is our main mission in ABC. TV news, only the facts.
With this in mind,
this report with Geraldo Rivera.
Thank you very much, Hugh Downs. This is Geraldo Rivera.
And today we're going to check into the story, the Hamilton Jordan used cocaine at Studio 54. We have some people to interview. Did he use the cocaine or not? I am talking to his friend. We will not mention the name. You went to Studio 54 with Hamilton Jordan. Did he use the cocaine or not?
I can positively, irrefutably, no question about it, say, I think so.
And how about the owner of Club 55? Did you see Hamilton Jordan use the cocaine?
Will this get me less time in prison?
I don't know.
I saw him. Okay, yeah, I say yes.
Pretty conclusive, huh? But we have more proof.
We have ABC.
Here is the
news.
Man who say that he immersed the cocaine to Hamilton Jordan, Mr. Johnny C. Very upstanding individual.
I did what?
You gave it to him, stupid.
Yeah, I gave it to him. Little short guy.
No, he's a bit tall guy.
Oh, yeah, a blonde.
No, he's dark.
Oh, right. I gave it to him.
Well, what'd you get?
The money.
The cocaine!
Oh, yeah, that too.
Well, that conclusively proves that something happened that night. And we feel our obligation to bring that to you. This is Geraldo Rivera. Adios, muchachos.
Why do we have ABC? We're a CBS affiliate.
Thank you, Geraldo Rivera. This is Hugh Downs at 2020, reminding you that at this program, we try to be factual. And if we're not factual, may lightning strike.
I think things are returning to us now here at WHAS. This is Gary Burbank. We're a CBS affiliate.
I don't know what happened.
I don't need you anymore, Mr. Engineer. We're a CBS affiliate. Suddenly, we ended up with ABC 2020 TV news on there. I do apologize for you folks who thought we were going to have CBS. I was one of them. I apologize to myself. I don't know what happened. Sorry. WHAS, this is your pronouncer, Gary Burbank. And now, with a report from the meeting of Superintendent Ernest Grayson and the school board, here is Jim and the action Cam. Come here, Jim.
Yes, thank you, Gary. Well, right now, there seems to be a lot of confusion in this meeting of the school board. Let's go down to Louisville Last Night reporter Tom Van How Do I Look for this report. Tom?
Thank you, Jim. Well, from the reports we have, this all started when Anthony Gamboa took three of Ernest Grayson's Crayolas and the coloring book, which Mr. Grayson had not finished yet. Then Miss Haddad and Mr. Dietrich started throwing sand on Mr. Gamboa. Oh, wait a minute. Now Wooden is trying to hit Miss Haddad and Mr. Dietrich with Legos.
Hold it.
Mr. Grayson has thrown a whole handful of Tinker Toys at Mr. Gamboa. And well, Jim, I'm afraid the whole scene is getting out of control, so back to you.
Well, thanks to Tom Van How Do I Look for that report. Well, we're going back now. No, wait, Gary, don't take it yet. Something very strange is going on. Yes, hold it. One of the Kentucky Board Observers is going to the piano, and yes, I believe it's music time at the board meeting. Ooh, that should be wonderful. Music time at the school board meeting. Mr. Grayson and the entire board are going to sing now. Let's turn on our microphones, Tom Van Houten, and let them get this song.
We bow things up, as we always do. We just use the ruse that is tried and true. Broken record to play. Play it every day. And we play it to the kids, their parents, and the PTA. Blame it on the marching order. That is our excuse. Blame it on the marching order. Up to a Dr. Seuss. So busy fighting to get our way. Worry about the kids some other day. Blame it on the busing order. It's our excuse. Is it your inept?
No, the busing order.
Adept.
No, the busing
blame
order.
Accept.
No, the busing order.
That's it's our excuse. The stakes caught on to our little game. So we promised them things won't be the same. But one thing we say it every day.
the kids, the parents, and the PTA.
Blame it on the busing order. That is our excuse. Blame it on the busing order. On who and Dr. Seuss.
Tell the media to go away.
All the kids are rotten anyway.
Blame it on the busing order. It is our excuse.
Is it your inept?
No, no, the busing order.
That's not adept.
No, no, the busing order.
The blame will not accept.
No, no, the busing order.
It's our excuse.
With the blunders you made.
No, no, the busing order.
How come I have stayed?
No, no, the busing order.
The overpaid.
No, no, the busing order.
It's our excuse. Woo!
Wasn't that wonderful? Wasn't that wonderful? Well, Gary, it seems to be all the time they have now for song time at the school board meeting. Mr. Grayson and the school board are now going back to their cribs and playpens. And yes, I believe it's nap time for the school board. This is Jim with the action cam of the school board saying bye-bye to Gary. Hello, WHAS.
Yeah, hello, I'd like to talk to Joe Donovan concerning that shopper's guide.
The shopper's exchange every day on the show.
Well, I normally listen at when.
Right.
But
that's okay.
I'm going to get in on this.
Everyone has their
I've been looking around for something, and I can't find it.
But this isn't that, though, see. This
and
isn't
I
the shopper's...
And I want anybody to help me out.
Well, okay, well, maybe we can find what you're looking for.
I'm looking for a woman.
A woman? No, no.
I went over to Sheely Toe's other night.
Yeah, but see...
And, hell, they got a woman's department. I went back there, and they said they was all out. The clerk told me they was all out.
Well, yeah.
I'd like a red-headed woman with big, long, fat legs.
I'll tell Joe.
If anybody knows what store I could find one at, I'd appreciate it.
You call Joe Donovan on this, come to think of it.
Okay,
I don't
now
know.
I'd like to make a final comment.
Comment.
Regarding Fairing Affairs.
What?
No, this is grab bag. Isn't it?
It's not grab bag,
well,
no.
I'd just like to say that I am also mad at them Uranians.
Uranians?
Yes, sir. What? But I still don't think we should deport all Persian cats. I ain't for that.
Okay.
No, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
can't
find that woman.
I'll tell Joe.
Yeah, see you later.
Yeah, bye.
This is Barry Bingham. Recently, people have been calling WHAS and saying that Gary Burbank should be taken off the air, that he's becoming uncontrollable. But Mr. Burbank says he believes in free speech, even on the radio. But I must inform you, these people, archaic thinkers that they are, will not take no for an answer. They are outside the station now at this moment, mounted on horseback, and they're armed, waiting to take free speech away. And their main objective is to do away with Gary Burbank. And now, with the enemy waiting in ambush for Mr. Burbank, the humble disc jockey sees his beloved comrades, you the people, in danger of losing your constitutional rights. Gary now realizes fully well that sounding his bugle to warn you the people might mean certain death for him. Undaunted and oblivious, though, to consequence, to warn you that irate listeners are riding in, Gary now raises his bugle to his lips.
Thank you.
I belted you and I flayed you. By the living God that made you, you're a better man than I am, Gunga Gary. This is Barry Bingham speaking from WHAS, Louisville.
Hello, this is Gary Burbank. I'd like to thank you for coming to this album. And before I have a final word, this final word.
Mr. Truck Driver, how do you spell Khomeini?
I spell it R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Miss Elementary School Teacher, how do you spell Khomeini?
I spell it R-O-L-E-L-O-R-E-O. I spell it R...
Mr. and Mrs. Shopper of America, how do you spell Khomeini?
We spell it R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Khomeini. We spell it R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Because he gives us gas.
Or at least he used to. Well, thank you very much for coming once again, and you're probably wondering why I'm thanking you on the third side of the album. It should be done on the fourth side, right? If it's a double album. You've been had. There is no fourth side of this album. I know you'll probably go ahead and turn it over just...